Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Medium Monday. I am Sharon Hill, and I'm a registered medium here in Lilydale. And every Monday at noon, we have a show called Medium Monday that begins with a question of the week or topic of the week, followed by live call-ins where you can either ask a question or receive a spot reading. That call-in number is 818-739-8818. If you would like to get a spot reading or ask a question, 818-739-8818. I would like to thank everyone for listening to the Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. And for today's topic, we have types of mediumship. And I've been chairing this week in Lilydale. I'm here for the summer. And, you know, one of our service requirements as registered mediums is to serve at the outdoor services. And we do that joyfully. I love doing it. You see, people come up and demonstrate their skills of mediumship. So it's a number of mediums. They come up one right after the other and give messages to a live audience. And we do that either at Inspiration Stump or Forest Temple. And the chair of that person of the meeting is the person that's in charge of calling the mediums up, doing the introduction and the opening prayers. And what it does, you get to be there the entire time during the service and just really embrace and watch just a number of different styles and types of mediumship that people practice. And it's been very interesting this past week just to see, even in the area limited to mental mediumship, how much diversity there is with each medium, the way that they bring the information, the language that they use in their own delivery of the information, how they connect with the audience members, how they connect with the spirit world. And it's just so much, so beautiful to observe that and see just how everyone does it and does it maybe slightly different, even though we're all doing the same thing. And I just love doing that. And if you haven't had a chance to get to Lilydale, I encourage you to do that and to come out to one of our services, especially if you are a developing medium. You will gain so much insight and information, very educational, just watching and observing other mediums work. You will understand things that resonate very strongly with you and the way you might work, and you'll also pick up maybe some tips or tricks in troubleshooting or seeing how to do certain things or how to do certain things better, or in some cases, what not to do. But you will learn so much simply by having the experience and observing other mediums work. I have always learned so much by doing that. And it's interesting because if you see enough mediums work, you will find the one that works like you. And then you'll have a place where you might be able to go study and learn, or you'll find what you're wanting to learn. And then you can find a place where you can do that as well. And during the summer season with all the workshops in Lilydale, there are a number of them focused on mediumship. I know that we have one coming up at the end of this week. If you're interested in learning more about mediumship or developing your own mediumistic skills and abilities, then please visit lilydaleassembly.org and you can type in mediumship. It will bring things up. Or type in dates you might be coming, and it will show you what's available through their website. I know I have a workshop coming up It's September 1st, that's Wednesday, and it's an all-day workshop called The Developing Medium, and it is specifically designed to take mediums, no matter what level they are, to the next level. So it hones in and looks specifically at how you work, things about your work, things you might want to polish about your work, or things that you would like to add, learn or inquire about, and then practice how to do that within your own mediumistic practice. So that is available, and you can find that either on lilydaleassembly.org. Just type in Sharon Hill and it will come up, or you can visit me on my website at revsharonhill.com. So for today's topic, and we're starting with a topic of the week, as we do most weeks, our topic is types of mediumship and the diversity that exists within them. I know that in the past, one of our shows, we specifically looked at the difference or explained physical mediumship versus mental mediumship, and those are two very distinct bodies of mediumship, or branches, if you will, where physical mediumship that dates back to the Fox sisters and modern-day spiritualism, the physical phenomenon that occurs, this is called physical mediumship, where spirit uses the energy of the medium themselves, brings energy, uses the energy, forms the energy to create physical phenomenon. And spirit does have the ability to do that. If you've ever seen the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, there's one scene where the spirit people move a penny or move a coin on a bus. You know, spirit has the ability to do that. And I know that in my readings, I see often where spirit has moved things on people in an attempt to get their attention. Of course, it usually, for the most part, people just feel like they're losing their mind a bit because they know they put something here and then it's over there. And so they don't make that connection very quickly, and they do not automatically think it's spirit. They might if it were moving as they went to grab it. However, you know, as spirit is often the case, that doesn't work quite like that, but can, you know, they can. And I know that in my own practice, I record for people, and I have to say, I can't guarantee the recording. Spirit can interfere, and they can interfere with anything mechanical, electrical, known to man. They choose to, they will. And what people fail to realize, and I often say, of course, they can interfere in the other direction too. Meaning they have the ability to direct voice print onto the recording. So they have the ability from the spirit world to control their vibration into a frequency that is audible. And they have the ability to direct print that onto any kind of disc or tape or recording device that we have. And that would be called a physical phenomenon. And all those ghostbusters, what they do when they investigate hauntings, because if you're hearing physical phenomena occurring, especially in your house, many people, they call the ghostbusters. And they say, is my house haunted? You know, there's activity here, things are happening, cupboards, doors opening, closing, I hear footsteps at night, I feel someone pulling my hair. These are all in the realm of physical phenomenon, and those are the things that get investigated with instruments, and they can pick up voice, they can see heat and temperature changes when spirit is present or there's an energy moving through, and while they may not be able to absolutely say this was a spirit, what we can say is look at that information. We know there's audible sound. We know there are voices on the recording. Sometimes they come out quite clear. I've heard recordings where voices from the spirit were picked up and they were quite clear, which is always very interesting. And so you can see lights going on and off, all kinds of phenomena occurring. And these are very common experiences that many people have in their home. So table tipping as another form of physical mediumship, where people sit around the table and gently place their hands, so they're not influencing the table. They're not pressing, and they're just connecting to the table. Spirit's able to harness that energy and move the table And I have been part of those groups at times, and where the table has danced all the way across the room, and not one of us was moving it. You just try and stay connected as gently as you can and go around the room with it, up, down, and all around. And it's very fun, kind of interesting. But it's a very fun energy. Spirit harnesses, usually we sing, harnesses that song energy, that high vibration, the fun vibration. They take that vibration and they use it and are able to move things. That is physical mediumship and physical phenomenon, where the spirit world will come through the medium and actually use the medium's body and elements of it to create ectoplasm, which is a substance that spirit then can use to form into faces of shapes of faces or shapes of other things, and where you can clearly get the impression, if you will, like a bust of someone, literally, and be able to recognize who that is. Trumpets that lift off the table, or direct voice that goes through the trumpet and clearly spirit speaking. Spirit can do all these things. And that is the area of physical mediumship. And I do know that in our catalog, if you look or go, if you don't have a catalog for Lilydale, you can go to lilydaleassembly.org, click on catalog and request one from the office, or just view it online. I do know that we have some workshops in regard to physical mediumship. I also know that there is an advertisement in the back of our catalog this year. One of our mediums used to be registered, Neil Wasbowski, and does work a lot with physical mediumship. And so you can get more information there if you're interested. We don't practice physical mediumship in Lilydale here on the grounds, especially during season, because of the accusations of fraud. There's no way to prove that it is or it isn't. And the number of fraud cases in the past were a problem that actually debunked spiritualism, or derailed it, if you will, the accusations of fraud, people manipulating physical phenomenon, creating it occurring through other means by sitting in a totally dark room where you can't see what's actually occurring, and then using all kinds of tricks and things to manipulate objects and other devices that would make the impression of physical phenomenon occurring when in fact there was none occurring. And I do believe a lot of that, you know, if you say that you're going to have an event and you're doing physical mediumship, remember, you're totally dependent on spirit working through you, working that. And so we don't control spirit in that way. We can control our own spirit, and we can always connect with spirit, but we do not at will the spirit to do our will like that. And so trying to stay on schedule in those things. Now, spirit often cooperates, especially with large events, but you can see that it is rather a questionable thing. And it doesn't mean that all physical mediumship is fraud. Certainly not. In fact, you know, the one thing I will say is that in order to have fraud, you had to have the genuine thing. And so we know this to be a fact, and we know it to be true. And then people went on to manipulate and impersonate in many ways, as they do with all things. That's human nature. It has nothing to do with spirit, and has nothing to do with spiritualism. It has to do with individuals and their personal responsibilities. So we don't practice physical mediumship here. So what do we practice? We practice mental mediumship. And if you come up to Lilydale and visit and attend one of our services, this is what you'll see. There are clairvoyants, as they're listed on stage at the 2:30 service. The end of every service, there's a clairvoyant serving who will bring messages to the audience through mental mediumship. The medium connects to the spirit world. And what really is happening, the spirit world, you know, we're talking about energy. Everything is energy. We ourselves are condensed energy, and we resonate at certain vibrations, frequencies, and amplitudes. Very, very energetic terms, and these can be measured. What we know, there's a visible spectrum, I worked in color science, actually, in research and development in one of my previous lives. And color space is an exact place. There's an exact definition for it, as there's an exact number equivalent in terms of reflectance and absorption for every single color you can see. And so, you know, we can convert color into actually physical data. And this is how color matching is done. If you want a certain color of a paint, well, you just go to the store and you take a sample of whatever that you can put in the little machine to read it. And there's a light inside that machine, a spectrometer. They put that in there and they look at it. It registers the physical data of the reflection and absorption, and it converts it into matches from the data stored in their data bank for color matching, and they're able to reproduce that color with great accuracy. And because color, visual space is actually literal, and so we know that so is the space where hearing occurs. There are certain frequencies that we hear, and the human can hear within a range of frequencies. If it's higher or lower than that, we won't register it with our own hearing. And even when we look at then extrasensory perceptions, meaning heightened perceptions, the ESP senses, where you're looking at extrasensory vision, extrasensory hearing, extrasensory smell, extrasensory feelings and knowings. This is what mediums do. They work with the higher or more refined perceptions. But they're still registering actual frequencies and vibrations. And this is how we can feel and know certain personalities. They're all different. If you went and visited your friend or a group of friends, you know, they're all different. And when you think of each one feels, or you'll get some sense. They look and they feel, they may smell, they sense differently, each one individually. Much like a fingerprint, there are signatures. And these are the things that mediums are trained to pay attention to and to be able to understand in whatever way they can. Sometimes it comes in signs. If they're visual, they may get symbols, signs, and they may hear things literally in their second hearing, see things literally in their second sight. And some mediums have the ability to actually have objective clairvoyance or clairaudience, where they literally can hear and see spirit like real people. I've had the experience I did when I was little. It usually goes away with our left brain training. But many children, you know, have this naturally, because you understand that we are a spirit who's having a human experience, and our spiritual being, especially when we're very young, is that it's heightened sense. There's nothing, no filters yet put on to block it. And so we're very natural with the spirit world. And many children, especially in cribs, and I see this a lot in readings, where the sitter sitting before me, you know, even as a young child in a crib, was interacting with spirit, and you can see this. They'll be talking to whoever's there, or communicating things. They may say, you know, this is the invisible friend, or they may see people, they may describe them as bowls of fire, whatever it is, and understand that what they're probably doing is interacting with the spirit world, which is a very natural phenomenon, very natural to us as human beings. We are spirit, and so it gets trained out of us when people say, oh, that's not real, and when people say, oh, you know, quit making things up, and, you know, all these things, and then they go to school, and of course, it is not welcome, you know, and then there are the number of children who prophesy because they don't know any better, they know it's natural, and they'll just say, you know, oh, no, I see this, and it doesn't go over well with adults, often is the case, and they learn over time to shut it down. And so, you know, we're trained into being something other than everything we can be. And my hope is that one day we will have a better context for mediumship in our world. We're probably one of the only cultures that does not, many of the indigenous cultures with mediumship, shamanism is very respected. There are medicine men and women in almost every culture but ours. And there are people who work with the spirit world, the energetic world, and have the ability to interact and manipulate for ways that are good. And this is what they do. And they're often considered two-spirited. Many of them don't fit in the real world or in everyday regular life. And you'll see this, but other cultures have special places for them and recognize the value. Back in the day, you know, even if you look through the Bible, oftentimes, you know, they consulted the spirits in regard to certain things. And it was part of the information that they used with all the rest of the information. It wasn't the only thing they did. They didn't believe it more than everything. But they always included it as a valid way of understanding things in their entirety. So they would include that piece, the intuitive, the psychic, the spiritual piece, and the information coming from those people who we know to be sensitive, to add that as information when we're making a decision, and especially when they went to war, before they went to war. And this was very common practice way back when. And we have lost connection with that. And this show isn't about going into why or who, but rather saying, appreciate all the types of mediums there are and the ways that they work with the energy and the ways that they interact with the spirit world, whether they hear it through clairaudience, see it through clairvoyance, feel it through clairsentience, smell it through clairolfaction, or taste it through clairgustance. All of these things, or if they just know it through their claircognizance and the direct knowing of things in their entirety. So those are all aspects of mental mediumship and what you see for the most part practiced today. The mediums on television, they're practicing mental mediumship using all their extrasensory perceptions. And they all do it a little different. They all have different personalities. Excuse me, still clearing it. So if you have the chance, come on out to Lilydale and attend one of our services, and perhaps you will be given a message. It's an opportunity to get one. And if you're not able to make it to Lilydale this season, many of the workshops are available online. Check that out. If you're interested in my workshop, LilydaleAssembly.org, Sharon Hill, and the Developing Medium on September 1st. All right, it's time to move on to the message portion of our service, or our show today. And if you would like to call in and try and get a reading, they are picked at random. And the number to call is 818-739-8818. 818-739-8818. Please know that I don't see the comments on Facebook as while I'm working on the radio show. I will see them after the fact, so please go ahead and leave one. If you should receive a message from someone saying contact me for reading or message, please understand that is in no way affiliated with our show, myself, or Lilydale Assembly. Those are people who are trying to scam you, so don't be fooled, all right? And now let's go to our first caller. Telephone number ending in 5641. 5641, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela, where are you from?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo, Michigan, and did you have a question, or would you like to talk to me?
Well, I just wanted to let you know I went to college in Fredonia.
Wow.
Just right down the road, right down the road from you. I've been to Lilydale many times.
Wow, awesome.
I love that area. Just a spot reading is fine.
Spot reading, Pamela from Kalamazoo. Oh, my heavens. Looks like you have a lot of decisions coming up in your life right now. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
And you haven't made any of them yet, have you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I see that by fall you're going to have to. I say you're running out of time here. By September, there's one decision that you absolutely have to make, and that you're hoping for another choice involved with that decision. I don't know that I see another choice coming for you, all right? I just want to say, whatever is right there on your plate right now, just move forward with what they're showing me, all right? And then I think things will develop down the road. You know, it's kind of interesting. If we want to make some changes, we take one step forward and spirit takes 10 on our behalf. So until you get the energy actually in motion, spirit can't work. Right?
Okay.
But take that step. It doesn't matter. You remember you're not making a lifelong commitment, okay? Maybe that will help.
Okay.
It's just a first step. And that first step will open the door to lead you to other possibilities, all right? And that's exactly how spirit's showing me. I have a little lady here, spirit side, feels like dad's side of the family. She was a bit on the petite side. It had a more kind of pointy facial feature. And she's very excited. I feel maybe a little hunched there later in her life. But she's very excited for you, as some of these opportunities coming up are absolutely amazing and wonderful. So please move forward with grace and ease, and don't be afraid to make choices, all right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. I have telephone number ending in 6820. 6820. Who am I speaking with, please?
Sandra Pollock from Georgia.
Who?
Sandra.
I can't hear your name.
Sandra. S-A-N-D-R-A. Sandra.
Sandra from Georgia. Hi, Sandra from Georgia. And did you have a question?
I do. I was a little bit antsy yesterday because I thought I have a very difficult meeting with my manager today, but Spirit worked it out so that didn't happen. But the question is, when do you see the new career opportunity coming? Because I know it's time to move on.
Right. I do see there's kind of a door right in front of you. And it is just right, which is the future, which is interesting. So I do see that you're about right there now. So don't be afraid of anything that occurs in this moment right now, because I do see there are places for you to go. And to answer your question exactly, when do you see career changes forming? Literally, Spirit saying as soon as you choose to make them. So sometimes we hang on so long out of fear that we wait for consequences that are undesirable before we are pushed into doing what we were too afraid to do. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Definitely understand. Yes.
That would be about right where you are. So they'll say, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And he'll say, show me the door. I'm happy to go. All right? And so it's about taking, you know, taking the bull by the horns and being proactive rather than being subjected or felt subservient in your own life. Remember that you have your own power, and to make powerful choices with that is a wonderful thing, all right?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I hope that this gives you the impetus you need in order to go out there and find your best, all right? Because that's how Spirit shows you. You've just been a little hesitant to do that because you're not too sure, right? But those who have to live their faith. It's a leap of faith. And that when you do that, you will find amazing things happening to you and for you in your life, all right?
Okay. All right.
And
so thank you very
I'm
much.
I'm not worried about where you're going. There's a place for you, so no worries, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Telephone number ending in 3025. 3025. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi. My name is Lisa from Connecticut. Thank you so much.
Lisa from Connecticut. Did you have a question or how can I help you?
Wondering if you could give me a message from my mom or dad. Can you do that?
As soon as you said your mom, I felt very sick, but I feel very loving. So your mom passed from an illness that was in her body. And I do feel she had a little bit of fluff on her. Do you understand that? She has a little fluff on her. I have a lady here. I think it's your mom. I feel that I was ill in my body, especially in my body area. And that she did have a little bit of weight on her. I think she gained weight later in her life. And she's showing it to me. And she's talking about in lieu of operation, or maybe she had one but wasn't in for two. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. I just want you to know it's her. She's coming through. She has the most beautiful white hair. And she's smiling at you, and she's saying, don't be afraid. Does that make sense to you?
I guess so.
Okay. She's indicating that right now you're afraid of something. Or I think she's indicating you don't know where to go or what to do right now. Do you understand?
Yes.
And she's saying, you know, sometimes when we feel completely overwhelmed, we get frozen. And that's what she's showing is happening to you. You so don't know what to do that you're doing nothing. Okay? And she's telling you not to be afraid. So just relax and follow what feels right. This is what she's letting you know. Okay?
Okay.
And she's also saying, you're in a place you've never been before in your life. You've never been in this place. So you don't know what to expect, and that's quite normal. All right? Nobody would. So you're going to learn a lot right now. Just learn your way through things, okay? That's really what she's giving you. But don't let fear keep you stuck. All right?
Thank you.
Makes sense? Thank you. Oh, your mom's blowing you a kiss. She's saying your dad's here too with me. We're doing just fine. She wants to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. And Monday. For our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 3924. 3924. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Jennifer from Canada.
Jennifer from Canada, how can I help you?
I was wondering if, Lilydale, when you're trying to become a minister, can you do all the courses online, or do you actually have to go to Lilydale on a regular basis?
Very good question. It depends which program you go through. There are a number of programs to become a spiritualist minister connected with Lilydale. There's the Pratt Institute, which their home base is in Wisconsin. So you would want to look into that and see what the requirements are. I can't give you a rigid answer. A lot because of COVID has changed things. I know Fellowships of Spirit offers a two-year ministerial program, and that was all in person, done on weekends or the week at the front end of each year, where you do have to attend for that duration. But now a lot of their coursework is done online because of COVID, so you'd want to look into that. It's Fellowships of the Spirit, or FOTS, FOTS. And you can look that up online. They offer a ministerial ordination for that, the Lilydale Spiritualist Churches, Pratt Institute, and then there's Church of the Living Spirit. You can look into that, and I know that I believe right now everything is online. I don't know if they're having a ministerial class because of it coming up this year. I do know that you would have to take a philosophy course to become a member before you would go any further, so you might want to look into that. And then that leaves the City of Light Spiritualist Church, Patricia Price, and much of her work is done all online, but then for your testing, you would have to come in person, okay? So I hope that helps, and that you can look up those four churches all connected to Lilydale, Spiritualist Church, and Church of the Living Spirit.
Morris Pratt.
Yeah. Morris, right, with Morris Pratt, right? And then Fellowships of the Spirit, and then City of Light. So those four. And I suggest that you go online and find out what the current requirements are now, not simply because of COVID. I know many of them have changed, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
But much of your coursework, much can be done online right now. So take advantage of that, all right? I encourage you
exactly.
To.
Exactly. Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to me on Monday. All right, for our next caller, we have telephone number ending in 4252. 4252, who am I speaking with, please?
My name is Catherine from New York. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You are welcome, Catherine from New York. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you see me traveling this year or next year, please.
They're showing me an airline stewardess. This is interesting. It feels like you're connected to the travel industry and or you travel a lot for whatever you do for a living. Is that correct?
It's interesting. I wanted to be a flight attendant initially.
You didn't choose to go that route because they're just showing that, okay? So that's interesting. You know, when I look at it for you, and I do feel civilian, are you in school, please, right now?
No, but my work entails always learning something new.
Okay. Because I feel education connected here, and I do see travel. I see one trip. You may have trouble getting back. You know, things are a bit iffy right now. They're showing it. I do see one trip scheduled with like a warmer climate. Interesting, the clothes you're wearing feels a bit more, I'm dressed like architectural or desert kind of, but I don't literally see you going to the desert, all right? It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going, but I do see you going on one trip. I would, you know, be very question. You may have to be a little flexible on how you return, all right?
Okay.
And I'm not literally seeing another trip, not just yet, all right? So they're only showing one right now that I think you'll be able to manage getting in. And I do see that that is a lot still COVID-related and travel quagmires everywhere, given the state of the nation and the world.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. And thanks for listening to Media Monday and Louisiana Blog Talk Radio. Okay, telephone number ending in 6404. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Maxine from Pennsylvania.
What is your name?
Maxine.
Maxine from Pennsylvania. How can I help you?
I wanted a spot reading.
Spot reading, Maxine from Pennsylvania. They show you in the kitchen whipping something up and a dog nearby. You understand that, please? I also feel like I... You understand visiting your mom a lot, please?
I live with my mom at the moment,
yeah. Because I see you in your mom's kitchen and the dog and you cooking. Okay. Stirring something up, right? You understand? You like to bake, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do, and it looks like that's exactly what they're showing for you, and so I feel very content with this. I also feel very secure in the fact of where you're living, and I feel it's kind of a win-win situation. So you're there as much for your mom as they are there for you. Do you understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel that it's working out quite well. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you never left home yet?
No, I've never left home yet.
Okay, but you'll be thinking about it in the upcoming future, won't you?
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah, you've been thinking about it. Right now I see you staying put, and I feel that you may have 2 to 3 more years, okay? So if you have thought about adding something on to what you're doing for an extra year or two, that would indicate that you might choose that, all right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
All right. Thank you, and thanks for listening to Talk Radio. All right, next caller, telephone number ending in 2574. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Kimberly, don't you?
Say again? I didn't hear you clearly.
You call in every week, don't you?
No, it's been maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. I just recall you. How's it going with your career? What's up?
Well, I know you had told me, and it was last month, because since then I've been at my regular job as a teacher, and you saw that I was going to be changing to a new job, and I just wanted and I know time is not relevant to spirit, but I was just wondering if you had any updates about that.
So nothing's come up on your plate yet, right?
No.
You're in for the year, right?
For now.
Okay. Same superintendent. I still see you moving to another building. It does feel like you might be under the same superintendent. I still see you moving. And you're going to have to wait until school starts further down the road. I do feel there may be some changes coming in September, somewhere around the middle or end of September, where you may get a heads up on things, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Call back and let us know.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, for our next caller, telephone number ending in 0254, who am I speaking with, please?
Nancy.
Nancy, from where?
From Beach City, Ohio.
Hi, Nancy from Beach City, Ohio. How can I help you?
I was hoping for a spot reading today.
Spot reading. Oh, they're telling you chopping wood and carrying logs and working outside down kind of like close to the road by a ditch area. Is that correct? You understand?
Yes. I do understand that. Yes, I do.
Wow, I'm seeing shorts and gloves and flannel shirts.
yep, that's
a lot of work. You can't keep your hair not now. I'm seeing that you're doing a lot of physical work cleaning up. It looks like I don't know what this is, if it's a park area on your property or just a lot of property with a lot of trees. I see that you're down by the ditch. I also see water as being an issue we're going to have to rethink here on the property itself. And I do think that that has been looked into at least 3 times, still was not a good solution. So keep looking at it. I do feel, and they're showing me horizontal across the base where everything really flows vertical. And then I see a horizontal connect. So that might be an answer for you in order to manage that a little bit better. Aside from that, I'm seeing that, you know, it's nice weather and you're actually able to get inside, done working when it's still light outside for the most part. And I do see a lot of good, really nice time at home right now where home feels comfortable. You know, after you've worked a hard day and you come in and take a shower, is kind of how they're showing it, and able to relax and have a nice meal and some quiet time. I also see a lot of stresses, and you would understand having children, please, yes. One that you miss very much is a grandbaby, and one that you're very concerned about. Does that make sense to you, please? And the one that you're very concerned about right now will be a male, please.
Yes.
They're showing me the pardon me?
I said both are males, the grandbaby and the one I'm very concerned about, but yes, go on.
No, I was talking about your daughter.
Okay, and I do have a daughter.
Baby, your children, they're showing me your daughter. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you miss visiting your daughter because of the grandbaby, and you're concerned about the son. And in regards to the son, I'm seeing he's with a group of people, and I feel him moving forward in a good direction here. What they're really telling you is like God hands off. And I do feel the momentum of what he's doing carrying him right now, which is should be very good to help ease your mind. And I do see that you're going to have to trust God here. Trust God here. And keep saying prayers and seeing him do well, all right? And I do see that I'm caught up in the movement. It's good, but it's good, okay? And right now things are good, regardless of what, you know, may be communicated, all right?
Okay.
And I want to say that I have a lady here for you. I do believe it's your mom. I'm hearing the name Lucy, actually Mama Lucy.
Mama Lucy, I need her today.
Mama Lucy what?
I need her today.
Yeah, she's around you right now. And she hangs around a lot, your daughter. And she's around you a lot because she knows you need her. And she's bringing you comfort. And she's bringing you smiles. And she's bringing you bad jokes. And she keeps wishing that you would take the time to play cards, but you don't seem to have any.
Right? I don't have time. Yep.
So knows that the flowers have been missing your grave site. You understand that?
Yes. Actually, okay.
All right. I have no idea.
Tell me
that
will be connected. Yeah.
You work that out with her, all right? So,
okay.
She's just around you. She knows how overwhelmed you are and how busy you are, and she's just around you, bringing you comfort and love, all right?
Okay. Thank you. What?
She literally jumped in and said, call your sister Linda. Does that make sense?
Huh. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that with you, and say God bless. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. For our next caller, I have telephone number ending in 2929. Who am I speaking with, please?
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, where are you from?
I'm calling from Italy.
Rose Maria from Italy. Wow. How can I help you?
I had a week and a half of hell when I came here, so I was wondering what the heck is going on with my friend and what he brought me out.
What's going on?
And it's
going
to get better.
What's going on?
I have no idea what the hell. I have no idea what the heck is going on. He's not responding. He's not doing what he said he was going to do and stuff like that.
Not helping. Have you checked? Has anyone checked in on him?
Yeah, I saw him this morning and I cursed him out.
So you know that his health is okay? I'm concerned about his health, actually.
I know he's not good in good condition, but he won't talk to me about it.
Hey, to answer your question, what Spirit's showing me is it something related to his health, okay? I also see that you may have been let on a bit to go there just for him.
No, I'm here on another business, too.
Well, this is very good news then, isn't it?
Hmm. Yep, it doesn't look like it because I'm about to leave.
Okay. So when you're done with your business, do the next thing on your list, all right?
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that means you're not gonna
keep your immune system boosted is what they're showing me. Now, please understand, I'm not a medical person of any kind. I have a lady here, and she would have used some concoctions and teas. Really, they're showing kind of like emergency or that airborne. Just keep your immune system a little bit peaked up, all right?
All right, cool.
All right?
Yep. All right. So he's not going to communicate. Yeah. Thanks.
Uh-huh. All right. Good luck to you. Telephone number ending in 1042. 1042, who am I speaking with? 1042, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York.
Maria from New York, how can I help you?
Yes. I need to ask, you can give me two little questions or no? Answer me two questions or no?
Question, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. One, I want a message, to get a message from my husband. The other one. Okay, then I tell you the other one.
I'm not understanding you. Say again, please.
I say, give a message for my husband. He died, my husband. It's at the other side. I talk
you want
to the people who...
You want a message from the other side?
Right.
Okay. I have a lady here, and I want to say, I used to wear something over my chest, like I would always wear something over my chest that feels like a special metal, or you know how people have those things they wear on their chest. It's not a cross, but it feels like a medal or medallion of some type, okay? She comes in. I also want to connect it to music, violin, and orchestra, okay? But I don't think she was in. I think we liked the orchestra. We would have been connected at one point or gone to listen to the orchestra. I love the violin. Do you understand that, please?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Who is that to you, dear?
Maybe it's my mother.
Your mother, thanks. She comes in. She's holding this medallion. She wishes to give it to you. And I do believe this will be God's blessing and protection. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
So this is what she is giving to you. Now, do you literally have that medal that she wore, please?
I got it, the ring in my mother. The ring in my mother. And the chest and the chin of my husband had put it on.
Thank you. Okay, we understand this. She's showing that
yes.
And giving you so much love, and there are so many prayers coming from heaven. She says you've been a bit lonely lately. Do you understand that? I feel some people have moved on. Some people have passed.
Yes.
I do feel you had a husband who was no longer in this world. Is that correct?
Yes, my husband had passed away too.
He went to spirit, right?
Yes. Yeah, just to me and my daughter. So.
And you're just you and your daughter?
Yeah, me and my daughter, yes.
Okay. And that's what your mom's showing me. And so she's bringing you so much love. She's letting me know that it's been a bit lonely lately. And part of that is we can't get out like we'd like to. But she just wants to let you know you're not alone and that you are so loved. All right?
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Not the other one?
Pardon me?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, you say you give me the other question.
I'm not understanding.
I was asking for two little questions, and you say you give it to me. You give it to me, and I ask another question or no?
Not at this time. We have to get to other callers, but please call back next week.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. God bless.
You are welcome.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Telephone number ending in 9459. 9459. Who am I speaking with, please? 9459, 9459, who am I speaking with, please?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking
with? Annette from Pennsylvania.
Annette from Pennsylvania, how can I help you?
Hi. I have two quick questions. We just got some news that we have a new grandbaby coming, and can Spirit tell us what it is?
Congratulations. None of your business. We're going to wait for the announcement.
Oh, okay. Second question being, I spoke to you a few weeks ago, and you had told me, I had told you we were having a celebration, and I had asked if Spirit was going to be there, if they knew about it, and you said yes. Can you tell me who was there? Because someone showed up, and they used my dad's name, and I want to know if he was there in spirit.
This took place outside and outside. 7 days. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so it was outside.
They're showing me another gentleman came and talked to you. Now, there were a whole lot of people, people you knew and some people you didn't know, correct?
Right.
And I see one gentleman kind of in a, maybe a, like a reddish colored polo shirt, casual shirt. It is not Jake from State Farm, but he had a red polo shirt kind of on and darker hair. And I don't know that you actually knew him or know him well. He might have been a peripheral person or kind of like a neighbor or adjunct acquaintance. And I do see this connection. I do see in and around there are a lot of your spirit people bringing connections to you and talking to you. You talk to people you normally wouldn't have. Is that correct?
I met new people, yes.
You met new people, and one of them used his name. Is that correct?
Well, I actually, an individual was approached by someone who used his name, not me. And we were shocked because he had passed on, and we were wondering if...
But that was someone you didn't know very well, right?
The individual that passed on was my father.
Right, but the person who shared this with you?
He was a maitre d', and he had come up to my daughter who had recently gotten married and said that...
Correct. So not someone you know, correct. Yes, we're confirming that.
There was no one else there by that name.
Right. We're confirming that spirit side.
So he was there.
Yes, absolutely, he was there. In fact, he was. Mm-hmm. He had his hands on the mic, but nobody could hear him.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's saying yes. Yes.
He was there. And
so much love to your daughter. Really, he was trying to make a congratulations toast.
Wow. Okay, I knew he would make his presence known as well. And I just wanted to quickly ask if my dad on the other side, has he found any of his army buddies there at all?
He's showing me an area. They're all over there. Some of them haven't crossed yet, so some were still living, some not. He's showing me where they are, but he's not with them, not hanging with them right now. All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. And we have 2 minutes. I will take a quick question here. Telephone number ending in 0226. If you have a quick question.
Yes, I do. I can ask a quick question. Are you there?
Quick question. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sue from Illinois.
Sue from Illinois. What's your question?
Okay, my question is I'm thinking of developing some fitness classes for seniors, and I'm just some of it will be chair dancing, that type of thing, and also eventually standing line dancing. Do you see this as a good idea for me?
I do. Not only is it a good idea, it'll be a lot of fun, and you're going to make some very important connections. You're
okay.
What we call, we're showing you literally as a minister in this lifetime. And I do feel you're going to be very important connections, and you'll be helping a lot of people. I think you're yes, you're getting thumbs up.
I was
up
kind of viewing it. Oh, good. Thank you so much. I was viewing it kind of in my head as my ministry. And
yeah,
so
and
that's interesting you said that.
Confirming that, yep. Yeah. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Medium Monday, Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. If you're interested in mediumship, check out lilydaleassembly.org and all of their offerings during their summer season. During the off season, we still continue to offer workshops. If you're interested in my workshop, you can go to revsharonhill.com. And check out my workshop, September 1st, The Developing Medium, or go to lilydaleassembly.org to register and type in Sharon Hill. It'll come right up. So I want to thank everyone again for listening. That concludes our show this week, and I look forward to connecting with you next week on Medium Monday at noon. Everyone, have a great week.